And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 10th of February. The World Ag Expo begins today at the International Agri Center in Tulare, California. The latest in farm equipment and technologies will be exhibited. There will be free seminars on various agriculture topics. A topic that should be covered at the World Ag Expo is that animal agriculture has a significantly higher negative impact on the planet's environment compared to plant agriculture. Animal ag utilizes 77% of global agriculture land to produce less than 20% of the world's calorie supply. Livestock production is a primary driver of deforestation, biodiversity loss, freshwater depletion, and greenhouse gas emissions. Animal-based foods require 50 to 100 times more land to produce a kilogram of food. Animal agriculture accounts for approximately 57% of all agriculture-related emissions, contributing to climate change more than the entire transportation sector. About 77% of the world's soy is used for animal feed rather than direct human consumption. A shift towards plant-based agriculture could reduce agricultural land use by up to 75%. February 10th is World Pulses Day. It is a yearly global event established in 2018 to recognize the significance and nutritional benefits of pulses, also known as legumes. Not only are pulses very nutritious, many believe that they can contribute to the development of sustainable food systems towards eradicating world hunger and poverty. Pulses give us an effective strategy to strengthen global peace and enhance food security. Pulses are the edible seeds of pod-bearing plants such as dry peas, dry beans, lupins, lentils, and chickpeas, and were first cultivated by ancient Turks in 7000 BCE. While pulses exist in various shapes, varieties, sizes, and colors, the most popular and widely consumed types of pulses are dried beans, peas, and lentils. These seeds are loaded with essential nutrients such as fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals, making them important and healthy superfoods. To honor the significance of these nutrient-packed food crops, Burkina Faso, a landlocked West African nation, proposed the global observance of World Pulses Day. Pulses have a lower carbon footprint and lower water footprint than many other food crops. They only require a small quantity of fertilizer to grow and can adapt to drought. Also, their nitrogen-fixing properties improve soil fertility. They make up about 75% of the average diet in developing countries and can keep for longer without losing their high nutritional composition. Pulses are rich in fermentable fiber and reduce the risk of obesity, constipation, and colorectal cancers. The release of the documentary film Pignorant was on this day in 2024. An ex-gang member's love for pigs spurs him on a life-risking mission to uncover the truth behind bacon, exposing widespread deception in a country that claims to have some of the highest animal welfare standards in the world. Directed by activists Joey Carbstrong and Tarian Partridge, this film is the product of a 3-year-long undercover investigation. Pignorant allows viewers to experience firsthand what life is like for farmed pigs in the UK. Carbstrong said, "Unsurprisingly, I wasn't the only one who's kept in the dark about the main killing method for pigs. As my film reveals, this ignorance is by design. Through expert and whistleblower testimonials, the documentary exposes the UK's cruel treatment of pigs and the lengths industry figures will go to conceal it. I knew in my heart that no matter the risk, my mission was to infiltrate and expose what happens to UK pigs inside these gas chambers. I set out to uncover the deeply ingrained corruption and heartbreaking abuse that lies at the heart of UK pig farming, determined to go into the darkness to bring the truth out to the public eye." And here's a poem for today, "Hope is the Thing with Feathers" by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. and sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that keeps so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. Hope is the Thing with Feathers by Emily Dickinson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that today is the right day to choose to have hope.